There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome to another episode of Sports Castle Sports Shorts. Joined today by Mick Deacon, coach of Greta Banks and Colts, and the strength and conditioning coach, Troy Leary. How are we, boys?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, mate, good.
That's good. Thanks for a bit of time this afternoon leading into the weekend. Just run a bit of background for those listeners who might not know who you guys are. Mick, you've obviously come through a fairly solid career at Cessnock, a life member of the club after being at the Knights Juniors and then a year at West last year before Greta Banks and now.
Yeah, it's been a very long travelled path, but back out of Greta Brinkston now. I've had three seasons playing out there prior to this year, taking on the challenge of rebuilding the club out there. It's been really good.
Yeah, and Troy, you've been involved in strength and conditioning, coaching, refereeing, a couple of different codes. You've got a son who's been involved in a bit of Aussie rules and rugby and doing some media stuff as well from people that might have seen the Beaches TV. Different points. So, what brought you to Greta Brankston, mate?
Mate, I got approached by Luke Schramer, actually, who's a rugby management company, Schramer, and sort of just went from there, mate. I pretty much decided I'd retired, but obviously I haven't, so I'm back again.
You're a busy man, mate. Also doing Aerolax Australia, the compression recovery gear on the side, which sees you travelling around. So
yeah, mate. Yeah, we've picked up some real good teams. We've got Manly, we've got Broncos, we've got a lot of elite sports players, Newcastle Jets, we've got some talks with Newcastle Knights this week, mate. So stay tuned.
Plenty happening, and then just in a little bit of spare time, you're on the side, a couple of Ironmans here and there, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, just for something to do, mate, when there's nothing else on. So yeah, it's all good fun.
You're never at home, mate. I like it. So Mick, doing a bit of research on you today, mate. I see that you hold a bit of was an individual record at Cessnock. Most tries in a match against Macquarie, tied with a bloke called Mark Fitzgibbon, whose Fitzgibbon name is pretty well known around Newcastle. You got his son Lockie playing at the Knights, and his brother Joel's the member for up your way up there at Cessnock. So pretty decent record to hold, mate.
Well, I was actually unaware of that record. It was a pretty memorable debut year. I played with a lot of great players out of Cessnock, and it's definitely a club that's close to my heart, being the life member, and it's something that I'm very proud to have achieved.
Yeah, lovely, mate. As you said before, you played out there for a number of years and a pretty integral part of the club at the time. You were out there alongside some pretty solid names, the likes of, Troy Petrison, Kane Bradley, Chris Palmer, all out there in your era, and some pretty strong times for Cessnock across that.
Some of those sides that I've played in, it is a fair achievement, I think, to just be involved with guys like that. They're the guys that I grew up idolising, and it was a big buzz to play with them.
Yeah. Now, you guys obviously have a pretty big job at the moment. When you originally went out to Greta Brankston as a player, mate, was on the back of probably they were starting to build into a bit of a successful era. A couple of grand finals, a minor premiership there in the mid-teens years of the 2010s. And you had a few big names that people would recognise probably from Cessnock as well, the likes of Jovie Patton and Willie Paleo out there. So when you first got there, obviously it was quite strong, a bit of a change of pace now, rebuilding the club, as you said.
Yeah, they've had quite a large turnover of players the last couple of years, so there's a good core group of local juniors and guys that were brought to the club this year, and just moving forward, I think it's not just going to be a one-year process. It's going to be, two or three years to get back to the pinnacle of the Group 21 comp. But I've got no doubt we can achieve that.
Yeah, it's certainly been probably a tough little bit of an era. They got a couple of wins. I think it was about five wins in 2016. Finished second from the bottom last year, just the one win. Already picked up a draw in what was a cracker game against Singleton this year. Probably not the finish you guys are after, with them scoring in the corner on the bell to level it up. Certainly some promising signs. I know from talking to Troy, he keeps me up to date pretty regularly with how you boys are travelling, and injuries have been a bit of a concern this year.
Massively. To begin with, I hadn't planned to play. I was just going to be in the coaching role, but I played every game so far this year, including trials, due to injuries. But it is what it is, and it's just another hurdle we've got to jump across. So.
Yeah, I've watched a few of the highlights from Bar TV, and as I said, there's been some like some probably periods and passages of play where you guys have been right in and even against the top sides. It's just about probably the experience now of some of those young guys, as you said, and building those into 80-minute efforts as the season goes on.
Yeah, definitely.
And, mate, as for you, Troy, you haven't been roped into pulling the boots back on yet. We're just talking off air, maybe a reserve grade game later in the year if you're lucky.
Oh, we'll see how we go, mate. We've got one more Ironman this year to do in 2 weeks in Cairns, so you never know, we might have a bit of a go, see how injury goes. But
certainly probably interesting having a strength and conditioning role. I mean, if you go back 10 years, a competition like Group 21 probably hadn't even heard of strength and conditioning coaches. What is it that you think, you know, having someone like yourself there at the club or a strength and conditioning coach can bring in terms of strengthening those competitions?
Yeah, I think, mate, we can add a lot to it. You know, as far as fitness-wise, bring a little bit more professionality into recovery and pre- and post-training and game days. And, you know, I mean, Mick and I chew the fat pretty much every day over team selections and things like that. So, and you know, we've got a bit of a roster workout for next year, what we want to do, so... Yeah, I think we can bring a lot to the competition, mate. And, you know, I can see the boys improving each week. We didn't really have a pre-season because we sort of got into the club fairly late. So a lot of our niggling injuries that have sort of hampered us the first three or four rounds were those type of injuries, like, you know, minor hamstrings, etc., that we probably would have done in trial games and then been ready. So, you know, there's no excuses now. We've had, four or five rounds into the comp. You know, from this weekend on, we've got to be serious and, you know, take no prisoners.
Yep. Obviously, two blokes who are pretty passionate about rugby league and sport in general. In your case, Troy, really adding something to that Greater Brankston side. In terms of player numbers, it's been a little bit light on. If there's blokes out there thinking about, you know, pulling the boots back on or, you know, guys that might, you know, just think, geez, I wouldn't mind having a bit of a crack. I mean, Group 21 Reserve Grade is probably a good starting point in terms of an introduction. The level of competition, it's pretty decent without being outrageously good. What's the best way for them to either get in contact with you guys or the best just to come and have a look at training at Greater Brankston on during the week?
Yeah, I guess Tuesdays and Thursdays we train at 6 o'clock at Greater Main Oval. Come out there and have a chat to us, I guess, or approach us through social media is generally the best way.
Yeah, I know Troy's never offline on social media, mate, so you can always get him. Talking about this season, as we said, sitting on 1 point, equal fifth at the moment with Singleton. We're six rounds gone, nine to go, I think it is. What's the goals from here in terms of approaching the rest of 2018?
I think if we achieve the semi-finals this year, I think that'll be, you know, a big achievement coming from, you know, the couple of lean years that they've had out there. And it'd, you know, just bring the support around the community and get everyone upbeat and that again, the way that it used to be out there when I played out there. So
yeah, certainly there's been a good culture in previous years. I remember going up there and in my previous life as a referee and doing some games when Matty Lantry was at West now, was coaching up there, mate, and they used to get a good crowd down there. The local community was right behind them, so to bring that back would be awesome. And I mean, probably not that unrealistic of a goal. You only sit, I think it's a win and a half behind Denman, who are in fourth at the moment. So, you know, a couple of wins on the trot and a bit of confidence amongst the young group can certainly do that. This weekend, guys, obviously big game at home against Scone, who are one of the, I suppose, there's three sides that are, you know, right neck and neck at the top of the competition at the moment. What's the key coming up against a side like Scone this weekend?
I think it's the same key against any of the top sides in this competition. You just got to hang on to the ball and complete your sets.
Completions.
Yeah. If we do that, I've got no doubt we can foot it with any team we come, but at the moment, our completions are a little bit down. And yeah, if we get back to the getting to a kick every set, I've got no doubt that we could, you know, really trouble.
Yeah, we completed, I think, at about 60% in the second half when we played them round one, and it was 12 all second half. So we can definitely compete, but we've just got to complete to compete, and that's sort of our motto.
It's a pretty simple game at the end of the day, rugby league, especially as you push out into those bush, you know, the bush and regional leagues, and complete your sets and, you know, do the smart things, and you'll be riding those games. So I might just get some thoughts from the other games on you guys. You've seen everyone already this year. The game on Saturday at 4:40, Singleton host Denman. How do you say that one's shaping up? Probably pretty crucial for you guys too.
Yeah, I personally think Denman can probably come out on top in that fixture. They've got some really talented players in their side, and if they're all on the park, they've got a fair bit of strike really. So
yeah, I'm with you, Mick. I'm Denman.
Yeah, lovely. And the final game of the round, Aberdeen take on Musselbrook. This one was a cracker in the first round, and I think Aberdeen got the points up there at Musselbrook, and Musselbrook have started to hit a bit more form since that game. I don't think they've dropped one since. So how do you see that one shaping up?
Oh, mate, I can see that going either way, but I just think Aberdeen will be too strong. Yeah, on the day,
definitely.
Yeah.
Aberdeen at home. I think Jared and I tipped both those guys on the podcast. So, mate, very interesting competition as it shapes up. As you say, you know, for you guys, I suppose Denman are the hunted now, and it's probably the spot you're aiming for fourth, with the other side starting to break away. Who is the side that you say at the moment, from what you're seeing, that's going to be the side to really topple for the premiership this year?
I'm going Aberdeen.
It'd be a toss-up between Scone and Aberdeen.
Yeah, so, certainly some decent names running around there at Aberdeen, and they've looked pretty strong when they've had everyone on the paddock. So, always appreciate your time this afternoon. Good luck on the weekend, and anyone that's floating about Sunday afternoon up there at Greta, make sure you get on down and cheer on the Colts up against the Thoroughbreds, the Battle of the Horses.
Yeah, mate, I think it's 2:20 kickoff, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock kickoff, so yeah. It'd be a good day of footy down there, so make sure you get down. Thanks again, boys, and good luck for the weekend and the rest of the year.
No worries. Awesome.
Thank you very much.